Well, I ask for your prayers. We spend a little time looking into the Word this evening. When you and I embark on a journey through life, we really have no idea where that's going to take us. We start in our childhood being shaped, formed, and molded by our surroundings. Some have a good opportunity. They have good parents. They have a good family structure. And it puts them at great advantage to be on a good path in life. And my little burden this evening is about your path. Your path. But there are many who do not have that type of sound family structure in life. The parents maybe both work and they're not at home much. The children come home to an empty house. That happens more than you and I realize. Just as I was leaving home, coming here to service this evening, I happened to hear on the radio of a daycare center in Pennsylvania that caught fire last night, early morning hours, burned. It's a daycare center that's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's because there are people who work around the clock. Now, one person, of course, doesn't work 24/7. But there are people who work in shifts, and they need somebody to take care of their children or their family members while they're working. And, of course, there were lives lost in the fire. Some young children, two teenage boys were able to climb up onto the roof and jump off of the roof to escape the flames. They sustained some injuries. But what caught my attention was a daycare center open 24/7. Now, I'm not here this evening to try to speak negatively about daycare centers. They have their place. Children need to be cared for. Families find themselves in a situation where they don't have anybody to help them. Somebody has to do it. If they're going to have a job, if they're going to work, they have to find somewhere for their children to be cared for while they're at work. But for the most part, I would say that that's much less than an ideal situation of having parental involvement in your life from day to day. So there are many who have places in life where they're not, their opportunities to be on a good path are not as, they're not as strong as others. And I'd like to say to you this evening, parents who are rearing your children, this world is, and especially here in our United States of America, our economy is geared heavily for two parents, both parents, to have to work to make an income. And it becomes at times pretty tight if only one is working to provide income for the home. But I would say to you that if you are at all able to make your ends meet with a single income and one parent staying at home and being there with those children when they leave to go to school and when they come home from school, that is an advantage. It's a great advantage. And even though you may have to do with less than through life, there will be a great reward that will come when your children are grown. And if you have made an honest effort to instill in them principles and values, and they have embraced those things, you want them to want to be at your house. You want them to want to come home. And when they have children, you want them to want to go to the grandparents' home. All of those things make a difference in the path and trajectory of life for our children. Now I'd like to turn to the book of John, the third chapter. And I'd like to read a little bit of the exchange that Jesus had with Nicodemus. John chapter 3, verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. If the only birth that you and I have is a natural birth, when we're brought into this world, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And the path of the flesh is the one that we will follow through life. If that's the only birth that we have, everything that the flesh wants and desires, and we take that trajectory, that path in life, then we're going to find that you will have some level of enjoyment. You'll have some level of being able to have some of the things of life. You'll be able to have some of the things that you want, do some of the things that you want to do, go the places that you want to go, without regard, many times, to those around you. Because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And the flesh seeks out its way to please itself. That's the problem that we have in our society today. The flesh seeking out the way to please itself. And that's a path that many people are following in life. And many people follow that path and they find themselves, as they go through life, they come to a point, there comes a time, there comes a place where there is an intersection in life where the Lord crosses that path. And a choice must be made. And I either choose to alter my path and take the path of the Lord, or I choose to follow my own selfish, fleshly desires. Sad to say, too many choose the path of following their own fleshly desires. The Scripture says that broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. For straight is the way, and narrow is the way that leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. So there is a comparison made of a broad way that many go in, and a straight and narrow way that few go in. So in comparison, folks, the reality is there are few who find the path that leads to life. Now, Jesus was telling Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. But there is another birth, Nicodemus. Nicodemus asked a question, I don't understand, Lord. How can a man be born when he is old? Is it possible for him to enter into the womb a second time and be born again? Even if that were possible, it would not change. It would not affect what Jesus was trying to tell him. It wouldn't make that difference because it would still be a birth of the flesh. Even though as absurd as it may sound, it would be a birth of the flesh. But he said to him, you must be born again. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. It is vitally important to you and me, to our society, to the continuation of values in our communities, that there are individuals who seek to follow the teachings of the Word of God. It is vitally important that there are those who seek to be born again, with the understanding that it's not a fleshly birth, but it is a birth of having my soul birthed again through the Lord Jesus, and I am saved from my sins, washed from my sins by the blood of Jesus, born of the Spirit. Think about what happens when the Lord God of all creation sends His Spirit of conviction to a soul, and you are weighed in the balance and found wanting, and you realize that the searchlight from God in heaven has just hit the deepest recesses of your innermost being, and you wake to the realization that I am undone. My only hope is to make a change here. If I don't make a change here, something is going to change for sure. When a man comes in contact with God, when God crosses a path, there was not a man that came in contact with Jesus that met him on this earth that left the same way he was. He either left with the benefit to his soul and found out who Christ was and embraced him, or he made the decision to walk away and follow his own path. There was a man that came to Jesus and said, "Good Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" He told him, "Keep the commandments." He said, "I've done this from my youth up. What do I lack yet? Sell your goods, give to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven." He hit the thing in the man's life that he knew was going to be that which would cause him to either do or not do the things to be born again. And he said, "Sell your treasures. Give it away. And you'll have treasure in heaven." The scripture says that he went away sorrowful because he had great possessions. See, he missed that opportunity. He had that opportunity right in front of him. He could have taken advantage of the opportunity to have that rebirth. But he missed that opportunity, let it pass him by. We have no record in the scripture of him ever taking advantage of that offering of Jesus. Whether he did or not, who could know? I trust that he did, but I don't know that he did. Proverbs chapter 4. Verse 18. "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." This is speaking of, this perfect day is speaking of when I come to my journey. When I come to the very last step of my journey of life. When I come to that place where there are no more steps to take. "The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." I want to say to you this evening that if you make the choice in life to be born of the Spirit, then you put yourself at great advantage to have the God of all creation shining light on your path as you go through life. Even though that path may be obscure to you at times, even though you may not understand the direction of that path, even though you may not even know where this path is going, I say to you, if you're starting out embarking in life and you're in your teenage years, there is no possible way for you to understand where life is going to take you. You haven't started that process very long. You're in school, you're learning, you're being taught, you're being instructed, you're being shaped, molded, formed by your thought processes and your reasonings. And there comes a time when you are an adult And all of those things are that have been placed in your mind, they have an impact on your path where you're going to go. But as you walk before the Lord, if you have made the decision to be born of the Spirit, the Lord God begins shining His light on your path. And as you walk that path, as you go through life and follow that path that the Lord illuminates before you, you find that there is deeper understanding, deeper knowledge, deeper relationship, things of God that you would never think that you could possibly understand, that He is able to reveal to you and wants to reveal to you. But that's a path that you want to take. As you begin, it's like the sunrise of the morning. And I've, maybe you've heard me say this different times, but I've been out hunting, deer hunting of a morning, and get there before daylight and sit. And as light begins to show, first the gray, where you can hardly even make out any type of colors or shapes or forms, it is amazing how many things you can see that aren't there. Yeah, if you understand what I'm saying. Because your mind is saying to you, there is something there. There's a little bit of light, and in my mind, my brain, and my eyes, focusing on the little bit of light that I have, seeing something in the distance, in my processing of that, it has to be what I'm looking for. So I'm focused on that. And I wait, and I wait, and the seconds tick by, the minutes roll by, and I'm just as convinced as ever that what I see is what I'm looking for. And as soon as I get enough light where I can see to get my sights on, I'll have my game. But more light comes, and a little more light comes, and I still strain to focus, and I still strain to look. And the more I look, and the more light comes, I realize that that's not what I was thinking it was. All that is a bush that's shaded and shadowed, maybe has some different colors in it. And it's been there all these days, all these weeks, all these months. It's been right there the whole time. I've probably seen it several times, but this time it was the game. As the light begins to shine in your life, as you travel the path, there will be things, I assure you, young men, young ladies, those who are new in your experience with the Lord, there will be things that you see, that you think you see, and you think that absolutely that is what I think it is, but only to come to find out that as the Lord begins to increase more light on your path, you find out, whoops, it's not quite what I thought it was. Many has been the time in my walk with the Lord, where I thought I knew and I thought I understood and I thought I had it figured out, only to find out that after a while, in more life experience and more understanding, more teaching, more instruction, more light, as I go on the path, more light tells me it's not quite what I thought it was after all. And what a blessing it is when the Lord shines that light on that path and you can see the difference and you know the difference. If you follow the path of the flesh, folks, it's always a dimly lit situation where you're not able to really see those things. You're not able to really comprehend what all it is that you think you see. You hope that's what it is, but you never can really tell for sure. But if you follow the path of the just, it's as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. As I go through life, as I follow that path in life, and that light continually increases along the way, what a blessing it is to be able to go through life and have that light increase and realize more and more, who God is and what He means to me and what He means to others, and hear others testify and hear their experiences, hear things shared with one another, and hear in some private conversations how God works. Those are blessings, folks, knowing that God shines that light more and more. It increases. It increases my ability. The more light I have, the more I'm able to see who God is and how He works. There's nothing quite like the natural light of the sun to be able to see and discern shapes, colors, movements. There's nothing quite like it. Artificial light works to a degree, but I have found that when you have the light from the sun, there's been times whenever I would be trying to work on something, and I would be trying to use artificial light to help me see, and I'd say, enough of this. I have actually done this, folks. I have actually taken my tools, taken the hood off of a vehicle, and set it to the side, and pushed the vehicle out into the sun, where I can have the natural light of the sun shining on the job I'm trying to do, so I could see so much. It's amazing the difference. It is amazing the difference that you can have, the difference it makes to have the natural light. What a blessing it is. Nicodemus couldn't quite comprehend what it was Jesus was saying to him. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That I can comprehend. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You must be born again. Marvel not that I said to you, Nicodemus, you must be born again. To be born of the Spirit, to be of the Spirit, gives us the opportunity on the path to have the light that shines brighter and brighter into that perfect day. This is what's going to happen in life. You start out on your path with the Lord, and you have some light and understanding. And as you stay on that path, the Lord God in His love and mercy and His desire to build this relationship with you continues to increase that light in your life. Until the time that you come till it's almost there to step off the stage of action, shineth more and more into the perfect day. What can be more perfect than to have the light of God shining on your life? And when you step off of the stage of action here, to step inside of God's heaven, the perfect day, where the light there is, who? There's no need for the sun. Jesus is the light. Everything that I never understood in my humanity, when I step into that light, all things will be revealed. All things will be made known. That is the reason why I believe the Scripture tells us that the creatures, that the elders fall down before the face of the Lord and they worship Him day and night without ceasing, because the light that has shined has finally shown them what it was that they couldn't comprehend before, and to see all the magnificence of who God really is in the true light. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Isaiah 26. Verse 7. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou, most upright, dost weigh the path of the just. Now I'm going to read a passage that is very familiar to us all as we get ready to close. It is Psalm 23. My Bible just says, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, or I shall not lack. anything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Still waters are deeper waters. They're waters that are lasting. Shallow waters that run over the rocks. Folks, when it starts getting a little bit dry, those things are going to disappear and dry up. But he said, he leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. What a beautiful portion of this 23rd Psalm. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Do you know why it's for his name's sake? What he wants to do is to have you walk in that path, the pathway of the just. He wants you to walk in that path where the shining light shines more and more into the perfect day. Because if you and I walk in that path, not only will we benefit from it, but our culture and our society will benefit from it. Our children will benefit from it. Our grandchildren will benefit from it. Because it gives them more opportunity to have advantage in life, to be successful living for the Lord, and to be successful in society. We want them to be successful. We want them to live for the Lord. We want them to be successful in society. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Folks, God is not a slovenly God. He's not a lazy God. He is an industrious God. Constantly busy working to advance his cause. And he wants his people to be in that same vein. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. You know, sometimes you're going to walk through a place where there are dark shadows. Sometimes your path is going to lead you there. Sometimes your path is going to take you through those places where you're not real sure. But if you have been born again, born of the Spirit, you can have this confidence that even though I may be walking through a dark place at this point, I will come out. As we said this morning, there's no temptation taking you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Just as sure as there is a way in, there is a way out. Just as sure as we go through some dark places through life, folks, have to go in them, just as sure as we have to go in them, there is a way to come out of them with success, with the light on the other side. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. What a blessing it is to be able to sit down in peace with God in a world that is full of turmoil, tumultuous, darkness. What a blessing it is to have the Lord have a table prepared for us. This is not talking about necessarily just a dinner table. That's the way we think of it. It's talking about a tableland. It's talking about a place where folks, where the sheep could go and feed. But it is a place where they feed. It is a place where the Lord can allow us to sit down and feed and feast with Him in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, a crooked and perverse generation. It's a place that God has ordained and allowed those who have been born of the Spirit to be able to have that blessing from Him. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. How am I going to get to that place? The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more until the day that I step off the stage of action and I dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Folks, what a divine plan God has for His people. What a plan He has for humanity. What He has for you. What a divine plan. What a wonderful plan He has for every one of us. And He wants us to be able to enjoy walking with Him in the increase of light as we go through life. What a blessing it is to be able to have the increase of life. What a blessing it is to be able to come to those places where I realize, you know, I thought I understood, but thank God with more light, what He has given to me and the revelation He has given to me, I have deeper understanding and appreciation of who He is and what He is and what He has done. And as I look back over my life, I realize that when I thought what I thought I understood, what I thought I had figured out, all that time, the mercy of God was there with me, carrying me when I thought I knew it. And now I realize I didn't. What held me? What kept me? The mercy of God. Because I walked in the light that I had at the moment. And He was increasing that. Just as the sun, as I said a while ago, when that sun finally does get up enough over the horizon and the light is really there and really clear, it erases all doubt of whether or not what I thought I saw was what I thought I saw. Then I can tell it wasn't what I had in my mind. Then I can tell when the real thing does come out, when the real thing does show up, I can say, now that I know. Why? Light. Because the light makes all the difference. And as it shines on our path, as we go through life, folks, what a blessing it is to have that light of God illuminating a path for you and a path for me. I appreciate your time and attention this evening. God bless each one. Please pray for me. I want to make heaven my home, and I want to walk the path that He has laid out for me. Amen.